AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. President-elect Donald Trump has to be in a New York courtroom for sentencing next week. Our Lisa Dwyer reports it's for the hush money case involving Stormy Daniels.
A judge has now set Trump's sentencing for January 10th, a little over a week before he's due to return to the White House. The judge indicated that Trump would not be jailed.
A suspenseful day on Capitol Hill as the 119th Congress was sworn in. House Speaker Mike Johnson was elected Speaker again, but it was a hard-fought victory.
The Honorable Mike Johnson of the state of Louisiana, having received a majority of the votes cast, is duly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives.
After a dramatic voting session on the House floor in Congress, House Speaker Mike Johnson keeps his job.
And I'm grateful for this election, for the confidence this chamber has placed in me.
The victory comes after Congressman Keith Self switched his no vote to yes, just in time for Friday night partying. The Surgeon General's come out with a stunning warning about alcohol and disease. Here's our Sagar Magani.
Surgeon General Vivek Murthy says alcohol's a leading cause of cancer. Murthy writes alcohol consumption is to blame for nearly a million preventable cancer cases in the U.S. the past decade, and that 20,000 people die each year because of those.
The NTSB is investigating the crash of a small plane into a warehouse in Fullerton, California, Thursday. This audio provided by KABC shows the pilot knew he was in trouble after asking for an emergency landing.
4 feet of land.
Oh my God.
Peace talks are said to be starting up again between Hamas and Israel, but not before Israeli strikes killed dozens of people. Stormy weather and frigid conditions are about to smack much of the eastern U.S. Stocks ended the trading week on an up note. This is AP News. It was a banner day on Wall Street after a rough start this week.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Wall Street rallied out of its holiday season funk with its first gain since Christmas. The S&P 500 climbed 1.3% Friday, its best day in nearly 2 months. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 339 points, it's about 0.8%. The NASDAQ Composite gained 1.8%. Big tech stocks, including NVIDIA and Tesla, led the way higher. That offset drops for beer, wine, and liquor companies. Those stocks fell after the Surgeon General proposed putting cancer warning labels on alcohol. Molson Coors lost 3.4%. Treasury yields ticked higher in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.60%. Seth Sutel, New York.
JetBlue is getting hit with a $2 million penalty for chronically late flights. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.